Yes, Mark Hoffman, yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness me.
It's such a treat, isn't it?
It is unbelievable. I mean, it's always good, Dave. You've been here before. It's never
been good. This is electric.
This is unbelievable. the reaction we're getting from the listeners, it's ridiculous. Somebody put him out. He's on fire.
Yes.
Put me out.
Yesterday, we had a thing where we tried to make the perfect toast with this professor of toast who studied toast, and he's come up with this formula for making toast. And because it's the BBC, and quite rightly so, we had to go fill in this massive risk assessment, and we had to have this fire officer here, didn't we, for the whole thing, in case the smoke alarms went off. Because if the smoke alarms go off at the BBC, basically London grinds to a halt, and that would be our fault.
Yes.
But we haven't got the fire officer here today, and I think the same thing might happen.
Oh no!
You are good, baby.
Oh, thank you, Chris. You
are good, baby.
And it's only 10 to 9.
David, have you never heard
amazing.
That before?
You are good, baby.
Yeah, baby.
It's a phrase not uncommon to most of us, David. reminds me of like a 60s swing, kind of 60s
vibe. It is like a bit of a Northern Soul, a little bit of light psychedelia in there, of like Tom Jones, bit of everything, kind of.
It's just a groovy Jones groove. And that's a brand new song as well.
Yeah, it's a great video as well.
I haven't seen the video.
See online. Yeah,
the video
fantastic.
Is very groovy. Oh, yeah, right. It's okay. Kind of 60s happening.
Danny, what do you think?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Thank you, Danny. Cheers.
Yeah. David?
I'm so excited. I'm just so excited to be here. I grabbed an autograph since I this morning.
I'm more excited than you're excited.
I don't think you realise how much people adore you.
Yes.
Oh. That's what I think.
Oh, well... Yeah. What can we say to that?
Because you're so lovely. You're so lovely. You're so talented. You're so humble. You
Bless
always
you.
Have been.
Oh,
and you're a proper icon, don't you think, today?
Completely, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Yeah. Thank you.
And
I
once saw you rowing in Regent's Park.
What? Did you used to go rowing in Regent's Park?
I saw you a couple of times, and then I used to go out to see if I could see you.
Is it called sitting or stalking?
Then,
hard to say
for
online.
He was just caught.
I did a quick row around the lake.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, I did. You're right, absolutely.
What, so you're not rowing anymore?
No.
Why? What's happened?
No, I've got to give you your back and your joints.
You've got to work on your core life.
I do yoga now, Chris.
You?
Yoga and Pilates.
Okay. Yeah. Well, David's already... So you're going out to see him at the Roundhouse.
Yes.
You're going to watch David Tennant in the theatre with Mark. Why don't you have a row with him?
Yeah.
I'd love to have a row. We'll have a little row.
We'll have a row around Regent's Park.
Yes, and then we'll go and see you in your play. Yeah. See you in your pants, and then who knows what will happen. Right.
Has anybody here, apart from me, not been invited on David's new chat show next week?
I've not been invited.
You have been invited.
Yeah, I won't be invited.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. They said, oh, we're really hoping we can get David Tennant to be on the first one because it'll be straight after Broadchurch.
Oh.
Awkward. I mean, Broadchurch's viewing figures are going to be massive on Monday, so that's a good lead-in for you, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I think we'll still pick up some viewers afterwards.
Well, you keep thinking that, David. It's all going to be fine. Right, what about this? Mark, I'm playing this especially for you because I think you're in this kind of groove at the moment.
Okay. You wander around.